Welcome back to The Score here on Highland Radio. Well, the Donegal Junior League action for the weekend starts tonight. Letterkenny Rovers are up against Convoy Arsenal. That is in Division 1, and kickoff time down at Lakeview is at 8 o'clock this evening. Well, staying with the Donegal League in the second part of our club corner. Last season, Swilly Rovers won the Division 1 title. Now they are in the top tier again, and under joint managers Lawrence Toland and Paul Callan have made a decent start to the new season. Chris Ashmore caught up with Lawrence Toland to see how things are progressing at the famous Remelton Club.
Lawrence Toland, early stages of the season, but fair to say you're pretty pleased with the start that Swilly Rovers have made.
Yeah, listen, we've been happy with the start. Three wins and a loss. Unfortunately, St. Catharines beat us down there. But no, taking it down, 9 points from four games, we're happy with that at the minute, as we've said.
Now, those games that you've had, there's certainly no easy game in this league this year. And from a geographical point of view, you seem to have a lot of local derbies.
Yeah, listen, no game's easy. Like, as I say to the boys, like, every Sunday you're not worried about the game after, you're always worried about the game that's coming up and you prepare properly for it. As you chat about the derbies there, like, there's five local teams around the area, ourselves, Rathmullen, Milford, Kilmacrenan and Fannet United. So looking at it, you've got like eight derbies more or less this season, so no game's going to be easy whatsoever. Like.
So last season, a great season for all involved. Always nice to get a bit of silverware.
Oh, it definitely is. And the first year involved in management was great. We went the season last year unbeaten. I think it was 17 wins and a draw. Great start. Had a great squad. I've obviously lost a few this year. Connor Gormley and Dylan Higgerty away to Australia. And Dane Dunworth, my goalkeeper, away to Spain. But now we brought in Adam Salee and Matthew McLaughlin. So yeah, and a few of the reserve players as well, like, they've stepped up to the mark this year. So no, we're delighted with the squad we have. I'm happy.
So you got promoted from the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1. It's always a step up, and you're coming up in a year that Fannet, of course, are going to be very strong. Kilmacrenan, it's a hard one to call.
It definitely is. Like, as I said, there's no easy games whatsoever in this league. And the other thing too with the Ultra Senior League folding as well last year, like, you've got intermediate players coming onto the scene as well, you know, good players. So yeah, every week's just going to be tough. And again, as I say, you've got to take it each game at a time and look to get the 3 points each week. Just
so Swilly Rovers, one of the most proud clubs in Donegal, known all over the country, of course, the FAI Junior Cup success years ago, the Junior Cup, a special place in the heart of everybody connected with Swilly, and no doubt, you know, it's a competition in the future that, who knows, you might go on another great adventure.
Oh, listen, I think every club's the same. Like obviously, Swilly had won it a good few years. I think it was 62 last time they won it or whatever. But no, you always want a good run in the Junior Cup. You know, it keeps things going for the season and stuff. But no, again, I think the league is your bread and butter. And at the moment, we're just not ready to sort of keep going following the Junior Cup. But no, again, the league is the bread and butter, and that's what we'll be looking to stay focused on.
So tell us about the facilities at Swilly Park, a famous ground. There's been some memorable matches over the years. You've got the small Astro pitch beside. In terms of ground development, anything in the pipeline?
Well, like, you've seen it out there yourself, Chris. We've had the new pitch last year finished, and this year now we've just finished the AstroTurf resurfacing, and we've a new fencing up around the pitch and a ball net stop. And it's a credit to the committee, like, they've done a lot of work this last number of years to get it going. And hopefully down the line, I think the next development we're looking about is a new set of changing rooms and tidying up the place. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that's the next big thing.
And when there's so many other sports out there, you know, it is important to have the facilities to bring in the young people, and you're very much part of the community.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's what we say. Like, we try to base ourselves as a community group. Like, we see there on Sundays, the games, the support that we get. We notice that there up at the station road there, up in Kildrum at the weekend, the amount of people that come to the away games even. But if you're out the game yourself on a Sunday, you can see the crowd that's there. There is the local spirits back here, and people can't wait for a Sunday to get out and watch the local football team.
And over the years, you know, you've had ups and downs with Swilly, and as you say, great support. And if you're going well, probably the best supported junior club in the county.
They are, yeah, definitely. Like, as I say, you see it out there, the crowds that come in, and every week you're walking down the street or something, somebody's asking you all the time about Swally and who's available, you know. And it's good to see about the town. It's a good camaraderie about the town, and it's good for the dressing room as well, like for the players. They have something to be proud of, you know, to be part of the community, like.
And maybe along with new dressing rooms, maybe in the years to come, we'll see the Swilly Rovers mega store, won't we?
Well, we'll see. Well, we'll see. We'll not go that big at the minute. We'll just keep it local at the minute.
There you have it. That's Lawrence Toland of Swilly Rovers talking to Chris Ashmore this week on the Club Corner. Okay, we're going to move in to Gaelic games, and it's another big weekend in the Northwest for championship action. Here in Donegal, it is, of course, semi-finals Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday at the O'Donnell Park, it's Gweedore against McCool starting at 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the champions from the past two seasons, the old rivals, will once again meet in Niamh Connell and St Eunan's. That's at McCool Park, Balbofane, Sunday at 3:30. To preview both of those matches, today in studio, I was joined by our big match analyst, Brendan Kilcoyne. Okay, Brendan, we'll just go to the first game of the semi-finals on Saturday, Gweedore against McCool's. One of the first commentaries we actually done this year in the championship was that Gweedore-McCool's game, which was played down in Mahragallan. But the Twin Town side have very much become the surprise package of the championship, and they're playing their football a bit different now compared to what they were doing at the start of the campaign.
They certainly are, Oisín, and then if you go back to that day, you know, Mahragallan's a difficult place for any team to go to, and Gweedore came out well on top that day. But I think the talk coming out of the ground that day was still about Oisín Gallan, and I think he kicked 8 or 9 points and some crazy scores that day if you go back to it. So, but there's no doubt about it, McCool's have moved on since then. They've improved a lot, and they were very impressive last weekend against a seasoned Glen Swilly side, and deservedly came out on top.
Yeah, and in relation to Gweedore, Gweedore haven't, maybe they might disagree with me on that, but I don't think they've reached their potential or the heights that they would have hoped to, the level of performance maybe that they would have hoped to through the campaign, Brendan. And they're in with a shout probably of making a decider and at times not playing well.
Yeah, the Gweedore can be frustrating at times, you know. There's a level of inconsistency both from match to match and within games. And, you know, myself and Brendan Devaney were down watching them in Clonhanely on Sunday, and it was an absolutely crazy game. 2-1 on the board, 3 minutes not on the clock. And then suddenly they capitulated and they just looked like, you know, you could run through them, or Dra ran through them at will and put up 3-7 against a point, I think, in the space of 10 or 12 minutes. So there is that inconsistency with Gweedore. But we know the quality that they have, Oisín, and the huge quality. You know, it was good to see Kieran Gillespie back in again the last day. Of course, they were missing Micheál Carroll. He'll be key whether he's back or not. But Neil McGee came on and he seemed to steady the ship, certainly, when he did come on in the second half. Just his presence on the field kind of did seem to settle them a lot. And they've an awful lot of quality. Like, they scored, put up a huge score at the weekend. What did they put up? 5-14. And Orr McNeilis didn't contribute to the scoreboard, which is an amazing stat. So there's so much. If this Gweedore machine can click, they're capable of going head-to-head with any team, so they are in the county, including the two fancy teams. And, you know, if they'll see this, you know, if they can get over McCool's in a semi-final and into a final, they'll certainly not have no fear coming up against either St Eunan's or Naomh Connell.
Yeah, both sides would have been happy with the draw.
I think so, yeah. It gives both sides a real, real chance of getting to a county final. I think it's 2004 since McCool's were there. You look at Gweedore, I think they've been in five of the last six county semi-finals kind of thing. We know what they did back in 2008, and we know, as I said, that they've huge quality throughout the field. So both of them will really fancy themselves going into this game. How it plays out will be interesting. You know, Gweedore seemed to be very open, as I mentioned earlier, or last Sunday. Will they be more conservative? Will they have a fear of Oisín Gallan, Joel Bradley Walsh?
How do they handle Oisín Gallan and Joel Bradley Walsh?
Well, at the moment, Oisín Gallan looks very hard to handle, yeah, and it's going to take some effort.
Because you thought maybe Glen Swilly might have been able to manage that.
Absolutely, and like, it's not that Glen Swilly didn't drop men back. They did try and cover him, but like, he's just in such exhilarating form at the moment. And when a player is playing with that and he's huge confidence, you can see how much he's enjoying his football when he's out in the field. He just wants to be on the ball. And his teammates subscribe to that because they look for him. They want him on the ball. They know that he's the guy that'll put the scores on the board for them. So, you know, it's going to be a very difficult assignment for the Gweedore defence, particularly coming off after conceding 3-10 or 3-11 at the weekend. They'll know that they're going to need to tighten up a lot. Now, Gweedore around a long time. They know how to defend. They know how to get numbers back. But it's going to be a difficult assignment to keep, you know, and then you've we Kevin McCormick coming in, you've Conor McGinty up there. Jamie Keegan was exceptional at number 11. So the fear for, you know, Guidor is dropping men off to cover Oisin Gallen and other guys stepping up to the plate kind of thing, as they did last week kind of thing. The likes of Conor McGinty roved around the field, seemed to get on a notion of ball, and he's an intelligent player. He'll do the right thing with the ball 99 times out of 100. So they've great options, McCool, so they have in that respect. But if they can get enough ball around the middle third into him, they could be featured in a first county final in 19 years.
Yeah. Well, the other semi-final is on Sunday. Niamh Connell against St Unans, the battle of the champions from the last 2 years. We all know about the rivalry. But who's the most pressure on going into this game of the two sides, Brenda? It was suggested to me, now this man is the other side of me in her eyes, so that he felt that there's more pressure on Unans going into this game.
Yeah, listen, there's going to be pressure on both sides going into it, because they know both teams have prepared for this all along. They know in order to win a championship, one of them was going to have to take out the other. And that's not taken into account a county final, but they know that they're going to have to beat each other if they want to have a shot at winning a county championship. And, you know, both teams will see a certain amount of pressure, Niamh Connell as champions. And, you know, all this talk about, we'll say last year, come back to the Shane O'Donnell incident just before halftime, Unans will feel aggrieved. Obviously, and you know, they're vocal enough about that, about everything that went on there. It's not anything against Niamh Connell. It's just about the manner in which things played out. But by the same token, I can see them down in Niamh Connell thinking, listen, we won a county championship last year, and all the talk was about, not about what we did, but about what happened to one of the St. Unans players. So both teams will be using psychology like that to kind of get themselves right for this weekend. Both teams will feel that they've a point to prove. And listen, when these teams meet, there's never anthem with it between them. I think they met three times, two draws this year. And, you know, you go back to that game that we were down at, that we covered earlier on in the year, and Unans looks into Leighton in the first half. You know, I was really impressed with the way they played. It was the best I've seen them play in a while. And they seem to play with a bit of abandon, the huge pace through the middle third of the field. And Niamh Connell seemed to struggle with that. But it changed in the second half, and we got back to that Niamh Connell grinding it out. If it becomes a grind, Niamh Connell are masters at it, Oisin.
Okay. Which they have done against Unans. They've done it against Glen Swilly. Yeah. They done it against Kilkear last week.
Yeah.
But is it fair to say that both sides know that their performances in recent weeks, particularly in their respective quarterfinals, has to be better this weekend?
Certainly does. And, you know, by all accounts, St. Unan's performance in the first half against Aru at the weekend was well below par. And they know that they'll need to be an awful lot better. And they will be an awful lot better, Oisin. But Niamh Connell have probably been more consistent in the group stages, and up to now they've put in better performances as Unans have played. Again, I mentioned Guidor about the inconsistency. There's been the same issue with St. Unans, even within games where they've been playing well. If you go back to the St. Noel's game, it was like two different teams kind of thing. So both teams will know that they're going to have to get a good start here. And, you know, Unans will see getting on top early, because if Niamh Connell get on top, we know what we're up against, you know, in that situation. St. Unans will know the complexities of breaking down that Niamh Connell defence, because they're so well drilled. Each and every player understands their role and to a T kind of thing. And if Niamh Connell get in that position, you know, they're very hard to break down, Oisin.
How difficult is it, just finally, Brendan, to call both of these semi-finals at the weekend?
It is really difficult, Oisin. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me and we could avoid that, because it is. It's just too much. There's so little between Niamh Connell and St. Unans, number one, that, you know, could go to a draw, could go to extra time penalties. It really could go anyway, so it could. The second game, or the first game actually, on Saturday between Guidor and McCool's, is again very difficult, because both teams are coming at it in a different perspective, in my mind, kind of thing. McCool's will, you know, they're delighted to be in a county semi-final, but they'll not fear Guidor. They have a poor record against Guidor recently in recent years, so they're going to see this as their opportunity, not playing in Maher Gallen, playing in the open spaces of St. Unans. We know the youth are in O'Donnell Park. We know the youth they have all over the pitch, Oisin. They've great legs. Can they really go at this Guidor team and ask the questions of them? I think they can, but again, it's a really tight one to call.
Okay. How are you going to call it?
I'm not.
You're not going to give me two teams to make through to the final.
Well, if I was pushed, I'm going to go with St. Unans and Guidor.
Okay, we'll wait to see how it pans out at the weekend. Listen, Brendan, you're on commentary for the first one. There is, of course, full match commentary from both semi-finals this weekend. Brendan will join me on Saturday, 4 o'clock at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and then Martin McHugh's back on board on Sunday for Niamh Connolly against St Unions, 3:30 in McCool Park in Balbuffet. Thanks, Brendan.
Okay, Oisin, thank you. See you Saturday.
So then, two semi-finals this weekend, Gador McCool's and Niamh Connolly against St Unions live on Highland. Just some of the other standout fixtures this weekend as well. There's a Donegal Senior Championship relegation final on Saturday evening with St Nolls against Milford. That one starts at 6:30. The loser will be relegated to intermediate football next year, while Bert and Niamh Breed will be battling it out on Saturday as well in the Intermediate Championship relegation final. They're going to fight for their intermediate life, so they are. The winner will stay up. The loser will drop to junior football next season. It's also Donegal Minor Football Championship finals weekend as well. There's a doubleheader in Convoy. First up, the Division 2 Cup final. We'll see Clonhilly against Niamh Padraic Muff at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then the Division 1 decider will follow at 3, with Buncrana taking on Four Masters. As we move in to Derry, and it's quarter-final weekend in the Senior Football Championship. There's two games taking place on Saturday. A doubleheader at Oneg starting at 4, Lavey against Newbridge, Glen against Kilray. And then Oneg will host the other two quarterfinals on Sunday, with Slochneil against Ballaghy and O'Donovan Rossa against Ballinascreen. So the big ties keep coming in the northwest to look at the action in Derry. Here I spoke to Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life earlier today. So Michael, things are sort of starting to line up now in relation to the Senior Championship in Derry. We'll begin with the relegation battle, because we now know who the four teams who are battling against the drop are. And it's interesting to note that there's three former recent champions involved in that four there. So, and with the championship being reduced to 12 teams next year, things are going to get very, very interesting at the bottom.
They certainly are. Like, Ballinderry are All-Ireland champions. Loop are Ulster champions. And Coleraine, obviously, have won two championships themselves. So, last night's game has set up Swatter versus Ballinderry and Loop versus Coleraine. So very, very interesting in terms of the restructure. And they're basically massive games. There's no other way of saying it. The only thing, there's a wee bit of debate this morning on Twitter. Myself and Mary Kay Burke were just to-ing and fro-ing, and she was saying, you know, there still could be a twist, because a couple of years ago, Glenelg were relegated, but they opted to play in the Senior Championship. At that time, there was nothing to stop that ruling. I haven't checked up on it, but it could get interesting before it gets simple. But that's the GA, Oisin.
Yeah, it's never straightforward, is it, Michael?
Never is.
Well, listen, we know what the quarterfinals are. They're a wee bit more straightforward, so they are. And Lavey against Newbridge is the first game, which is going to be played at the weekend on Saturday at Owen Beg. And out of the four games, that's the tie that's probably going to be the tightest, because they're two evenly matched sides.
They are. They're probably a similar age profile, Oisin. I was at both their games last weekend, starting with Newbridge. Had a draw with Maher Felton. Played very well, despite missing a few key players. I was chatting to Niall Conway and Paul Conway afterwards, and that's what they were talking about. The only thing about that game that I would sort of, you know, balance it out with, that Maher Felt, who are contenders themselves, had nothing to play for, whereas Newbridge were fighting for a spot, so that always balances itself out. But Newbridge were very, very good. They've obviously, Conor Doherty has been in really good scoring form at midfield for them. You know, the listeners will know about him from his exploits with Derry. And obviously, Paddy McGrogan, one of seven McGrogans in the Newbridge squad, has been very good. But a lot of their younger players, in particular Conleth and Callum McGrogan, two brothers as well, were very, very good in that game. So on the Sunday, Lavey were pretty impressive against Swatra. Albeit, you know, it was a wee bit comfortable towards the end whenever they got in control of it. But, you know, they got relegated from the league on a penalty shootout, you know, at the tail end of the league. So they've came back very well, and they obviously lost to Downies, who transferred to St Bridget's. But to be fair, Lavey have had good underage in recent times. You know, Jamie Dugan, Ranelagh Hall were pretty good at the weekend, and, you know, throw on the likes of Niall Toner, Eamon McGill that have been there for a good wee while, and you know, Deck and Cuse at full forward. So a great game in prospect, and it's a hard one to call. And I think if anybody's going to football this weekend in Derry, and you're maybe some of the Donegal ones going across the border or whatever, you know, make sure you don't arrive late in Nuneaton, make sure you come into the first game, because it's going to be a cracker.
Well, looking at the other three quarterfinals, they could be a wee bit more straightforward. Glenn taking on Kilray, Slochnaill against Ballaghy, and O'Donovan Ross and Mara Felt up against that ball on the screen. Glenn, Slochnaill and Mara Felt, overwhelming favourites in these three ties, fair to say, Michael?
Probably at the start of the year, Oisín, if I'm being honest, they're the teams that I expected to be the three main contenders for the championship. Overwhelming favourites, it's hard to say that, but because championship's knockout, but I expect them to win. Glenn, as champions, would be overwhelming favourites, and obviously would be fancied to take the title again for a third time, but still plenty to play for at the same time. Well, Slochnaill obviously beaten in the final the last couple of seasons, and, you know, have still got the core of the team that were sort of kings of Ulster for a good wee while, but would be fancied to beat Ballaghy. Ballaghy were league champions, but just haven't had the same consistency as they had earlier in the year, but it's hard to look past Slochnaill. And I actually saw Slochnaill playing Mara Felt in the first game of the season, and Danny Heaven in particular was very, very strong for Mara Felt, who have now all their main players back, but I would expect them to come through that one as well.
And when we have you on, Michael, obviously the backroom team of Mickey Hart was completed earlier this week. Derry GAA confirmed who the remaining men would be on his management team. It's a strong management team for Mickey Hart now. Everybody can collectively, I suppose, knuckle down now and prep for 2024.
It is, and they have been out and about at games. I didn't see them in person, but they have been there. Paul McFlynn would have managed Craigan in his time, obviously a long-standing Derry player as well, and would have coaching experience under Liam Bradley with Antrim. And obviously, there's good continuity with Enda and Muldoon being back. Murdo O'Brien would have been involved with the minor team last year, and, you know, he's joined in there as well. So it's a good setup, but I suppose they're going to have to start getting around the games, drawing up a panel, and, you know, it'll not be that long until the championship draw appears, Oisín, and what's the bets? It's Derry Donegal or Derry Tyrone, but sure, it's all good crack.
As always, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the football at the weekend, Michael.
Thanks, Oisín.
Okay, moving into Tyrone, no major football action this weekend, but it is hurling finals Sunday with a double header at Healy Park in Omagh this coming Sunday, the 8th of October. The junior hurling final, it's going to be Niamh Colum Kill up against Omagh St Enda's at 1:30, and then the senior final at 3:30, the old rivals of Dungannon, Owen Rua and Air Og Carrickmore are set to clash in the senior decider there. Away from Gaelic games, we're also going to be focusing in on rugby on Saturday. Alec McDonald will be at Judges Road for the first of the All-Ireland Junior Cup games at home for City of Derry. They are taking on Connemara on Saturday. While in the All-Ireland League Division 2C, Omer on the road against Enniscorthy, and Letterkenny and the Towns Club are playing host to Ballymena. Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships are taking place in Mulladerg down at the Banks on Sunday, hosted by Ross's AC. Also, there's the Uneven Age Championships being held there as well. It's always a big weekend in Donegal Athletics, and the Senior Cross Country Championships take place. Winners, of course, then will be going through to various provincial and national competitions. And finally, just in boxing, the National Senior Championships are starting this weekend as well. There's a number of Donegal fighters flying the Donegal flag on Saturday. Letterkenny's Killian Boyce, Cahir Gormley of Ali's Golden Gloves, Rafoe's Cahal McLaughlin, and Ballyshannon's Alex McAleer. While Danny McHugh of the Two Castles Club in Tyrone is also in action on Saturday. So there you go, that's it from another edition of The Score. Don't forget, if you missed any of tonight's show, you will be able to recap shortly on our website, highlandradio.com. Chris Ashmore's back with our next sport tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Until then, from me, Oisín Kelly, have a very good evening.